Intervention and the Misery of Fiat. This is a very important lesson. You must never confuse faith that you will prevail in the end, which you can never afford to lose, with the discipline to confront the most brutal facts of your current reality, whatever they might be. U.S. Naval pilot and prisoner of war, James Stockton. Black swans have taken flight. World war is imminent as one new geopolitical flashpoint develops each week. Slowly, the underlying struggles are fomented by the greatest monetary intervention the world has ever seen. The template for each crisis can be traced back to the storm created by the first ever grand-scale, all-encompassing and floating currency standards. Faith is all we have to lean only while the seed coin disappears. A continent away, Ebola is out of control. 6 months into the outbreak, fear is proving to be the most difficult barrier to overcome. Fear causes contacts of cases to escape from the surveillance system, families to hide symptomatic loved ones or take them to traditional healers, and patients to flee treatment centers. Fear, and the hostility it can feed, has threatened the security of national and international response teams. Healthcare staff members fear for their lives. To date, more than 170 healthcare workers have been infected and at least 81 have died. There is rioting in St. Louis. We've been in a quiet, brave new world-like depression for over 5 years. Sadly, things may become Orwellian much faster than one might imagine. Finance and fiat create the illusion of wealth. The idea that money should work for you is a reflection of the growing welfare state. We end up with a severe dumbing down of the masses. Political vacuums attract extremism. Ignorance and prejudice ignite hand in hand. The workforce is destroyed. What is left to the productive element, the workforce, is not worth the cost of getting new trainees up to speed. A generation rose out of the ashes of World War, riding subsidies that always end in slavery. When the smartest people in the room are investment bankers and real estate owners, it's a sure sign that we are upside down and backwards. Big finance fed by fractional reserve permanently alters the underlying economy. It cannot be fixed. There is no going back without blowing up. The booms create the illusion of prosperity. And the busts leave the majority worse off, and mostly holding the bag and fielding the blame. Saving is punished. Capital, misallocated. Inflation creates a visceral misery. And yet the continuing rise of the 0.001% feeds a quiet desperation. Bread and circuses only fulfill short-term needs. As time goes on, security and the ability to self-preserve is threatened. Frustration builds under the surface, and then something triggers its emergence. The trigger will range from police brutality to a broken stoplight. A chronic state of suppressed emotion, fear, and anger develops. Ultimately, emboli loosen their way into the system, and chaos is the result. The buildup of years of debt-based finance and culture is like cardiovascular disease. An industry goes around treating the effects and not the cause. A naturally backed commodity currency would cure the inflammation before it damages the vessel wall. Alas, the monkeys will keep trying to save the fish from drowning. And while nothing will ever save the fish, they will always try to do more. A new monetary standard would be a veiled intervention, or an imposition at best. Sadly, it would be like putting the fish back in the water. It would be like returning to precious metals. While obvious, it is furthest from the collective minds of power. For more articles like this, including thoughtful precious metals analysis beyond the mainstream propaganda and basically everything you need to know about silver, short of outlandish fiat price predictions, check out http://www.silver-coin-investor.com.